Now we are going to comment on the latest book reviews. Actually, there are not book reviews this month. We are only having some interesting articles, mostly tutorial articles. There are like six to comment about. Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
The first one, let me also share the screen and increase the font size. The first article I would want to comment is PHP tutorial to detect user location by IP address is IP to location web service. This article was written by Alexander Skakunov, and I think it could be a second article about this service, because I remember we commented something similar about the previous podcast. So IP to location is a service that provides you some location information based on user IP address, and they have the Lite database, which is free to use, but they also have a paid service, and they are also the sponsors in awards, so you can get that paid service for free for a year, I think. And in this article, Alexander basically tells how to use this service through a command line. As some may know, you can use PHP from a command line, like in provided example. You need to install specific PHP CLI, I think. And you can also use this web service for the command line too. So basically, it works by forming a specific API call and executing a function in PHP, like file get content, which could be any PHP call that you want to retrieve it. So you can read through this article to see how it does it and explains it more properly. But basically, I know there in the end there is also a PHP script. You probably can also execute it in the command line. So yeah, this tutorial shows the basic way to form a URL to get a response, to parse it, and to present it. And all for the IP2 location web service.
Yes, that is quite simple, that web service, and it is an alternative to the file-based service that IP2 location provides. That was mentioned in a previous article, that you could actually download a file database with information about IP address ranges and use some PHP code to look up that database to find the approximate location of the user that has a given IP address. But since not everybody is able to install file databases, there is a simpler alternative that is based on this web service. If I'm not mistaken, IP2 location provides a free version of accessing those that API that returns the location of the addresses. So if you use this web service, it will be simpler and it will be free, I think, up to a given number of requests per month. Then from then on, you can pay as you go. Like if you use more, you can pay more. I think they have several plans, and that is quite useful.
Yeah, for free usage, you just need to use key demo, and it will provide the demo version for this.
Yeah. And just as a side comment, this article was actually sponsored by IP2 Location, which across, has been a long-time sponsor of the PHP Innovation Award. And we have this relationship that hopefully will be hold for a long time and be helpful for developers that are looking for geolocation solutions that they provide. This is just to say that since recently the site has been publishing sponsored tutorials. And they are not exactly advertisements. They are more like articles that teach something useful to the users. And in this case, the article was written by an author that already contributes to the PHP classes. And you will be seeing more of those articles as we are going to comment ahead.
Okay. And the next article I wanted to mention is improving PHP site speed, generating improving PHP site speed by generating sprites and CSS to render these images. Basically, as you know, the problem with it that usually is that if you have many images, you would send many requests to the server to retrieve them, and I think the number of parallel requests that browsers usually support is 2 requests per domain, so it would take a lot longer to retrieve multiple images due to HTTP overhead rather than retrieving one larger image. And the author, Luciano Salvino, provides a class, I think it's his class, Big Stylizer.
Yes.
That allows to, let me check that here, that allows you to basically take all images in a specific provided folder and generate single sprite image with him by keeping all the positions where each image is put in. So he could also later on generate the CSS file for the sprites to use for each separate image with a position. And this class also generates an example HTML file to show how the sprite looks. And throughout the article, he provides the code on how this class works and how to use it.
Yes, that is quite useful for those that need to save as much bandwidth as possible, as well make the pages render very quickly when they have too many images, probably icon images or other types of images. So this class is interesting because it generates the sprites. I'm not sure if it also generates the HTML to show the actual images taken from sprites using...
It was mentioned in the article that there is also an example HTML file.
But does it... I don't remember, which is odd, but I've seen so many classes that I approved some time ago. I'm not sure already, but because you need to alter a bit the HTML of image tags. You know, I think you don't longer use image tags. You use some tags that alter the background of. I'm not sure if it is a span tag or something, but that is the complementary part. It's not just using generating the sprite images, but you also need to change the HTML that renders those images, or maybe include them in some CSS tags.
Yeah, probably. Okay, and the next tutorial I wanted to comment on is PHP tutorial on web page screenshot capture. Basically, as author says, it's a PHP Ultimate web page capture package, and author is Dave Smith, and this is also about his class, PHP Ultimate web page capture, and basically what this class does can be summed up in this snippet. I like it when you can understand from the code what's going on. So that basically you provide an URL from which website or page to create a screenshot, the file format, the width, you can also inject some custom CSS to change the site and capture the page. Underneath, it actually uses the screenshotware.com API. So this package is based on this API. Yeah. Here is an example in style injection. He just thickened the border because the width also was small, so it would show out more. Yeah, and probably there are much more options that are not yet commented in this article, but you can check them in the package or here in the screenshot wire.com API documentation too. That's actually interesting. I think many of Dave Smith's both packages and tutorials about our cool web services and what you can do with them. I just wonder where he always finds all the new web services.
Actually, that is an explanation is that from what he told me, he was looking for a solution, so we implemented that solution with an API of that company, that is API layer, and the company liked it and also invited him to. Well, I'm not sure if it happened accurately just like that, but from what I understood, he is invited to write classes that wrap around the APIs that they provide. And some APIs implement complex functionality, like for instance this one to capture the screens of pages, and many people are looking for solutions like this. So I guess this is beneficial because probably implementing these solutions in pure PHP would not be so efficient and would take much more code. That's probably why there are not many PHP packages that could do the same service. And Dave got in touch with them. Actually, they got in touch with Dave, and Dave got us PHP classes in touch with that company, which is API Layer. And now they are also sponsoring the Innovation Award. So that is one new type of prize that you can request, which is the access to one of the APIs that they provide. They also sponsor the JS Classes Innovation Award, and all this will be beneficial. Well, they have these APIs. The APIs are commercial, but they have free versions up to a given limit, which is sufficient for many cases when you don't need a large volume of requests. Of course, for larger volumes, we had to pay. It's not that expensive, but that's how their business models works. And there are some articles about these APIs that Dave has been publishing, and probably will be more. So that's the explanation that I wanted to give. So I think you ended the list of articles that you wanted to comment, right?
Yeah.
So it's my turn to comment also on a few articles. The first article is about Code Lobster, which is an IDE that is developed by a company that also happens to be a sponsor of the PHP Innovation Award. And this IDE is quite specialized in supporting development of applications based on frameworks, and as well some CMSs like Drupal, Joomla, and WordPress. So this tutorial article is also a sponsored article, which teaches how you can use this IDE to develop applications based on different frameworks. In this specific case, it gives an example of creating a project based on the Symfony 2 framework. And it is interesting. This IDE has a free version. You can use it for free and including apply some of the tutorial steps that are taught in this article. And this article is interesting, especially if you are working on with the Symfony framework. It tells you how the Code Lobster IDE helps you be more productive by reducing the effort to implement several steps that working with the Symfony framework would require. So if you are working the Symfony framework, you should take a look at this article. It is useful for this purpose. It has plenty of screenshots because there are many steps that you have to go through. And it has some code that it shows some code that you probably want to paste in your editor to learn how to use the Symfony framework in conjunction with the CodeLobster IDE. So this is one article. It's quite long. The next article is from Nadir Latif. Oh, sorry, I forgot to mention that the previous article was for Cyril Ogana. The next article is by Nadir Latif, which is a second part of another article about a framework that he developed to create a object-oriented based plugins for WordPress. As you may know, WordPress is a popular blogging, and not just blogging platform, but for many purposes. And you can develop plugins to extend its functionality. But the original structure of the plugins is based on many global functions. And Nadir provided a wrapper that around the infrastructure of creating plugins for WordPress that allows you to use object-oriented programming as you are used to do on many developments that you do. In this case, this is a second part. It goes further beyond what the first part taught and teaches something about common things that you need, like translating your plugin to different languages, so users of different languages can use your plugin, creating a settings page for a plugin, which is always interesting to integrate better your plugin with the WordPress administration interface, creating a dashboard widgets and making AJAX calls, as well creating custom post types and taxonomies, and then something that is interesting for those that want to have tests to test the plugins that you develop. And finally, one section on including third-party scripts. So this is a very interesting article by Nadir Latif that teaches how to create better WordPress plugins using object-oriented programming with his pack of PHP framework. So the last article that I wanted to comment is about an article. This is a sponsored article by the Hired company. This company Hired, as you may know, it's a company for recruiting professionals in many areas, and they have written an article that teaches about a tool that they have developed to let you know where in the world you can earn more money as a software engineer. Actually, in the world is restricted to US and UK, but that is useful to give you an idea about where you can use that, where you can earn more money as a software engineer, not specifically as just a PHP developer. So they provide some links to that tool that you can go and visit, and then you can either download a report with their information. They also, I'm trying to find the actual article because I'm not sure where is the link about the places. I mean, they have a report, but they also have a tool online that they you can use to show where you can earn more money. As a software engineer, I remember that you could actually click on options that would allow you to say, oh, I am a PHP developer, and it would restrict the search for PHP developer salaries, and then you could actually see the places in the US and the UK where you could earn more money. So basically, this is it. We have reached to the end of this this podcast, talking about the latest articles. We haven't had many reviews of books or other things in lately, so we don't have to comment about them this month. So with this, that is all for now. On my way off, bye.